defending the change. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention refuting claims his agency is no longer getting access to data on the COVID-19 outbreak.
U.S. health officials are refuting reports a new coronavirus data collection system bypasses health agencies, sending data directly to the White House.
No one is taking access or data away from CDC.
CDC Director Robert Redfield says the new system, managed by its overseeing Department of Health and Human Services, streamlines information while providing secure access.
In fact, the new infrastructure will allow us to provide our CDC teams with easier access to broader varieties of data sets than they would have without it.
Until now, data submitted to the U.S. government was kept in different places with little or no ability to view it collectively. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has announced he's tested positive for the virus and is isolating at home. The 48-year-old Republican made the announcement during a virtual news conference. President Trump made a stop in Atlanta this afternoon, announcing he's rolling back an environmental law that he says delays infrastructure projects.
To celebrate a historic breakthrough that will transform the lives of workers and families all across our nation. For decades, the single biggest obstacle to building a modern transportation system has been the mountains and mountains of bureaucratic red tape in Washington, D.C.
But the law that dates back to the Nixon administration is credited with ensuring decades of scrutiny of major projects and gives local communities a say. The goal is to make it easier to build highways, pipelines, chemical plants, and other projects. Twitter says it's aware of a security incident that's targeted the accounts of former President Obama, Vice President Biden, Bill Gates, and others, telling users they may not be able to tweet or reset passwords. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, if you're looking to cut costs and free up some cash on a monthly basis, start today with Pure Talk USA. Now, the average family of four is saving over $800 a year on cell phone service by switching to Pure Talk USA. Now, every plan includes unlimited talk and text. And by the way, it just starts at $20, so switch to Pure Talk today. Just dial #250, keyword Pure Radio. Pure Talk USA, simply smarter wireless. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text from Pure Talk USA.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle. Motorcycle.
In life, there's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The Department of Health Services is reporting another 821 people have tested positive for COVID-19. That's the fourth highest since the pandemic began. The other three record-setting days for case totals have all come within the last week. A mask ordinance could be coming to Wauwatosa. Bob Hague has more.
Mayor Dennis McBride told Fox 6 News Wednesday that a mask ordinance could soon be up for discussion by a city council committee. McBride indicated he's received many emails from Wauwatosa residents demanding a mandatory mask order and only a small number opposing the idea. If it happens, Milwaukee County's third largest city would join Milwaukee in requiring masks in public spaces.
And the state Democrats are reporting a record-breaking quarter for fundraising. They now have $12 million in the bank for the upcoming campaigns. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamilyfire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Keep lawns and gardens happy and healthy with a Gilmore Oscillating Sprinkler. It's built with heavy-duty metal and features an AquaDrive motor to ensure even watering. Only $24.99 after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything at Menards. Good through Saturday, July 18th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 62. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 83 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. 64 tomorrow night, clear skies. Upper 80s Friday, warmer Saturday with highs in the low 90s and thunderstorms possible. I'm meteorologist Derek Hite, and that's your forecast on the one you depend on, News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 2020 Fond du Lac County Fair. I guess it's pre-fair. Normally, we are talking to you from all the festivities here at the Fond du Lac County Fair, but because of the COVID-19 pandemic, everything is switched up a little bit today. So normally, an event that takes place on Thursdays this year on Wednesday with the 2020 Market Livestock Auction here on this Wednesday evening. It's pouring rain outside, but it's nice and dry inside, and lots of folks are in their socially distanced lawn chairs here inside the Expo Center at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds. Spencer Wagon here with you on this Wednesday evening alongside Raynell Halber. Good evening.
Good evening.
I made it from my car in here, just a little bit soaked, but that's okay. I'm glad to be inside, and it's a little bit cooler in here than the Cow Palace. I think that's a good thing to be celebrating here this year, too.
Yeah, we were wet this year just for a different reason.
Yeah, no 90-degree sweltering heat in the Cow Palace this year for us, but that's perfectly okay. But we're broadcasting live right now. Great turnout here this evening. And Stu Mucker, good buddy up there, is doing the honors as always. And things go on despite the crazy year we're in here in 2020.
You know what, I'm going to be really emotional talking about this, but you can't tell a difference. This building is packed with people. All we're doing is missing the animal noises.
we can make some if you want.
Well, we'll have to ask some of the kids to do it for us, because otherwise, you know what, family, I'm just almost overwhelmed tonight. And this could have been such a disaster, and this, everybody is here, and everybody is participating, and there's people bidding, and the kids are here, and this is, and I've been telling people all along that this isn't an education about money or ribbons or trophies or anything. This is the education for the kids on perseverance.
Yeah.
You know, that no matter what life throws at you, there is a way to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And you can pick it and riot, throw things and demolish things, but this is it.
Yeah.
This tonight shows there's a way. When there's a will, there's a way. So we're going to get going here because I have a bunch of kids lined up and people lined up. And our first guest is Brooklyn Krieger. Hello. How are you? What kind of a day did you have today and yesterday?
Well, yesterday it was kind of different for me. Normally I'm having pigs, and this was actually my first year showing in junior show with my steer. So
how did you do?
I got champion beef market steer, which was kind of surprising.
Why was it surprising? You guys show all over, don't you? You've been showing all spring already, haven't you?
Well, our first show was at the Ambers, Let the Kids Show. But that wasn't very long. It was, there was a lot of steers that were, I was running in crossbreds. And there were a lot of better crossbreds than mine, and I would kind of say that they deserve to be top. But they were Bobby May's steers, and Bobby May was the judge, so he agreed to have his steers on the bottom. But I thought they should have been on top. My steer could have been dead last if he really chose to.
Okay, well, and why don't you explain, was yours a purebred? Or is it, you talked about crossbreds. Can you explain that to the listeners? Because they don't, you're talking a foreign language when you're talking about that kind of stuff. Spencer's laughing.
I'm a city slicker. I don't know anything you're talking about. Tell me what's going on.
Well, a crossbred is a mix between two different breeds. Mine is a cross between a Simmental and an Angus, I believe. I'm not sure. So I bought him, I'm not sure. But all I know is he is a crossbred. And so we do have, at my house, we do have a bunch of crossbreds. Mainly they're a cross between club calf and Angus. So it's very different what comes out of them.
Okay, now you actually showed Hawk too today, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Oh, you did not. Only McKinley showed.
No,
McKinley didn't show Hawk either. I missed the Hog Show today. We were flipping our dairy cows today, so I missed the Hog Show, unfortunately. All right. Well, congratulations. It looked to me, I did see the beef show, though, so I did see that you had a very successful year. And I know that you sold your steer already tonight. And what did it sell for?
$25,000.
$2.25 a pound. Okay, so Spencer, use your math, okay? Let's see. Brooklyn is right here. Her steer weighs $1,315.
1,315 pounds.
Times
225. 1,315
pounds. 1,315
pounds. I'm cheating on this.
Okay, times
$2. Times... Was it 225?
Yes. But now Mom is here.
$2,958?
Okay, now Mom, but I'm guessing there's a feed bill.
Yes.
Mom's taking some, huh?
Yes, there's a feed bill, but Mom and Dad are good parents, and Mom and Dad take care of the feed bill in exchange for their work on the farm with the pigs and the other cattle and work in the house. So it's a trade-off, and
it is.
They work really hard, and we are extremely proud of how far they've come this year, especially with the COVID issue. So they got a little extra bonding time with the cattle, which was awesome.
There's always a feed bill, in my opinion.
Well, and I think your mom and dad are pretty generous to trade off your labor hours. So let's talk to McKinley. She's standing here all decked out in her purple ribbons. McKinley, how did you do yesterday?
I got third in my class with my steer, and then with my heifers, I had two heifers. I got first in both my heifer classes, and then I actually won with my crossbred heifer, who is a three-quarter Angus, one-quarter show calf heifer. And then I won my showmanship and overall showman.
There's Spencer. You got it all figured out now?
No. What's going on?
Well, you won showmanship yesterday.
Yeah.
You were grand champion beef showman.
Yes.
Why don't you talk a little bit about what is involved in showing a beef animal? I mean, we're talking, okay, your sister's was 1,315 pounds. How much did yours weigh?
1,335.
Okay. It's an animal that's 1,335 pounds. And so what do you do to present this animal? Okay, it's a lot of animal.
Every day I walk him and I feed him. And I work his hair. I rinse him twice a day and work his hair. And I practice showmanship about a good 2 months before fair every day.
Okay, when you say you work his hair, what do you mean?
I brush it down and forward all the time so it grows more.
Okay, and why do you want it to grow more?
Because on beef, you want them to have long hair because you want so you can fit them, like make their hair pop more. On dairy, they clip all their hair off.
Yeah, and I know when I walk down the beef aisle or the market animal aisle at State Fair, I always wish I had stock in fans. Oh, because there's this one steer, and it will have an excess of 8 missing fans on it to make its hair grow. And all I can ever think of is, gosh, I wish I had one stock in fans, because there's lots of them there.
So let's talk about walking. Is walking the same thing as like walking a dog when you walk a dog? Like, I feel stupid asking that question.
No.
Is it the same thing?
No.
All right. You're looking at me with wide eyes like, how dare you ask that question?
With that, we have a halter we use. Like, it goes on their head and has a chain underneath it with padding on it most of the time, ours do at least, so I can watch. And it's to control them. Because it's not like a dog where you can put a leash on it.
Right.
With that speed, you want to be in front of them so they follow you.
Okay. So when you go for a walk, when you walk them, what does that entail? Are you physically, like, walking them down the path, essentially?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing special to it.
No, there's no... It's
no
any place
exact
they don't
science.
Get scared. Any place they don't get scared.
Okay. Right.
But with showmanship, I use a different... Showmanship, I use a leather halter with a... chain underneath.
Okay.
For all the time he has a regular halter on, it's just like rope.
All right.
One more thing, they carry a cane. Why don't you explain what you do
with it? It's a show stick.
Show stick.
And
she got the clap back right away.
And we use it to keep them calm and scratch their bellies.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I knew that. I really did.
I learned something. I learned something. I really did. I've been doing this for 4 years now, and I still learn something new every year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I just learned. No, I didn't know that was a thing. Actually, I heard somebody say yesterday, we don't even know what to do with that hook. And I'm like, okay, that's not even what it's called. So we're... Well, congratulations to you. And you just have such a bright future, you and your sister, too. You're so lucky to have moms and dads that love you so much that they're willing to go the extra mile. So she could be in Cancun with her feet up on the beach right now. And
I don't think she'd do that.
Does she want to be in Cancun?
Yeah. Okay, so she could be on Lake Winnebago with her feet up on the beach. Instead, she's here in the rain helping you.
I think she'd rather be helping me in the rain. Because she says at home, that's her happy place.
Yeah, I know. And that's the way all the parents are here. So congratulations to you.
All right, congratulations. Thanks for joining us. First two kids doing great work. Here at the Fond du Lac County Fair, again, we are at the 2020 Market Livestock Auction. Do you want to mention our broadcast here this evening is brought to you by our friends at Immel Insurance and Financial Services in Fond du Lac, protecting what matters most in your life at 920-924-6751. Right now, we have another guest joining us.
We do. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Abrielle Fomalerke.
What's more important than your name?
She's giving us the shrug, folks. I don't even know the
answer. Granddaughter, come on, cut me some slack. Grandma's just very proud, that's all. What did you show yesterday first? Let's start there. Or on Monday, what did you show?
I showed sheep.
Okay, and you had a very, very big day. What did you all have?
I got grand champion market lamb.
She's got the trophy.
I won showmanship. And then I got reserve champion breeding stock.
Okay, now you definitely excel in showmanship, Evie, because as long as you've been showing here at the Fond du Lac County Fair Sheep, you have always topped your showmanship class, okay? What do you have to do to show a sheep? McKinley just explained what you need to do to show a beef. What do you do to show off a sheep? What are you trying to accomplish when you're out there?
You brace it, hold its head up, make sure it looks good.
Okay. When you say brace it, what do you mean by bracing it?
Put your knee right here.
Behind its front leg, correct? Don't you
front.
Yes, front leg. You put it behind their front leg. And then why do you do that? To get them to lean forward or backwards?
To get them to brace and the judge getting them.
And the brace, you want the back leg to look muscular, correct? Is that
and
what you're trying to do?
And then the back leg, yeah.
Yeah, yep, so you can see muscles. They want muscle.
Okay.
But you don't have a halter or anything on sheep. You just got it.
It's there.
Yep.
All right. Well, what's the hardest part about showing sheep? Just got to think.
Probably to hold the head up far enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you got two golden sheep here on trophy, so you have to be pretty good at what you do if you got two golden sheep.
Well, that's, yeah. No, no, you also had reserve champion breeding stock, breeding lamb. Can you explain that? What breed do you show?
Hampshires. Yeah.
Okay, Hampshires, okay. And you were reserve champion. Now, you have another breed at home. What breed is that?
Texel.
Texel. And what does Texel specialize in?
They have double muscles.
Right. So they're a meat sheep. Like, there are sheep that are milk. Some of them are wool. And the Texel are meat sheep.
Okay.
Yep. And actually, there's a big market for them right now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. All right. Well, Abby, where do you go to school?
Faith Lutheran in Fond du Lac.
And what grade are you in?
Going into sixth grade.
All right. What's your favorite subject?
Recess.
Come on.
That's the best subject. Recess, Jim.
Okay, just so you know that if you like recess, this is what you're going to have someday. No, I'm just...
Be on the radio, hey.
Yeah.
I majored in recess.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you and best of luck. Oh, actually, you showed rabbits, too, today. Why don't you talk a little bit about those? What did you have in the rabbit show? What breed did you show?
Rexes.
Okay. And there are a lot. I was kind of there and watching a little bit. There's young doe, and were all of yours female?
Two of them were and one was male.
Okay, and what did you win up there? Because you won a bunch of stuff up there, too.
I got best of breed on one of my best of gender on another one. And then I got best rex for on a different one.
Okay, well, congratulations. So you've had a successful fair. And you have a chicken tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah, and flowers, too. So, and that's not out of the ordinary. Most of the kids here have animals and flowers. And she's showing a dairy calf on Friday morning.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And she sows. Why don't you talk a little about the dairy, too, because I'm not sure the mess kids are coming, I think, to talk to us about dairy. But this was your first experience at dairy. What was the difference between that and showing a sheep?
Well, first of all, you show the calf with the halter on. You don't brace it.
And you have to wash it a lot, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's very normal. That's very normal. I mean, you know, when we needed dairy kits to come up there when we were selling the dairy cheese boxes, I mean, there were, 15 kids up there? Those kids are also selling here tonight. Plus, they have dairy on Friday. So it's very, very common for kids to cross over on all different subjects.
No real specialization.
There is some. They usually have a favorite.
Sure.
But,
right.
All right. Well, congratulations, Abby, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right. Well, congratulations. We continue on with the Market Livestock Auction here on KFIZ. The Golden Sheep Trophies make their way off the table, and we have one of these golden pigs. Oh, my goodness. And we got more decked out in ribbons coming up here to our table here at the 2020 Market Livestock Auction here on this Wednesday. Raynell, who do we have with us?
Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Katie Schwanke. I'm a part of the Waupun FFA chapter.
And you, you've had quite a couple days, correct?
Yeah.
Why don't you just go ahead and tell us everything that you won, because I don't even want to begin to try. Because I messed up Abby so bad.
Okay, so on Monday I showed sheep, and I won Grand Champion Overall Breeding Stock. I won Grand Champion Senior Showman, which is grades 11 through 13. And I won Grand Champion Overall Sheep Showman. And then today I had the pig show, and I won Grand Champion Market Barrel. I won Grand Champion Overall Market Hog. I won Grand Champion Senior Showman and Grand Champion Overall Showman.
And you know, okay, you graduated from high school this year, so you have another year to show junior show. But she's really very typical of somebody where they start, like Abby, you know, who wins her class, and then they build up. These are her years to do what she accomplished yesterday and today. This is her time. You know, this year and next year, this is her time to do what she's done. Why don't you, now she explained sheep, and someone in McKinley explained us how to show beef. Why don't you talk about hogs? But how do you show a hog?
Okay, so showing hogs, you have a show whip, and when you're showing a hog,
instead
of a show stick, we just yeah, it's a show whip, and when you're using the show whip, you stay on the side of the hog, and you tap them up by their chin to get them to lift their head up, which is called driving. And when you drive a hog, it shows off their body more, which helps you in the endless showing. Like today, my hog wasn't as muscular as other hogs, but because I showed him so well, he ended up taking champion overall. So showing a hog is more important than having the muscle in the animal.
Okay, and when you're in the ring, and I had a girlfriend from high school that showed hogs, and I was used to the halter thing with dairy. I'm thinking, okay, how do you know which hog is yours? I mean, there's just hogs going in all directions. So what's the point? I mean, what are you trying to do while you're in there?
Well, when you're in the ring, you keep track of your hog because you're right next to your hog, basically. And if your hog gets loose, you need to go after it, but don't rush to get after it. But the whole point when you're in the show ring is when you're in there, you need to present your hog good in order to win the show.
And you want to keep the, like, the judge is just staying there, and you want to keep that hog, just keep going back and forth in front of him.
Yeah, yes. You want to keep the hog in between you and the judge. If you put yourself in between the hog and the judge, the judge isn't going to see your hog, which is going to downgrade you in the end.
Right. Yeah. It's a talent. Anybody can bring an animal here, but to be a good showman, that's a whole other.
Just saying, you could put me in there, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I'd probably get run over by
the animal. Well, it's entertaining just watching. The pigs is obviously the most. You would almost call it hectic.
It's a little crazy. I train my pigs twice a day, every day, for at least 30 minutes for walking. Because if they're not trained when they get to the show, then they're not going to walk properly, and they're not going to cooperate with me in the show ring. And some kids don't have their pigs necessarily trained as well as I train my pigs. So then it disrupts other pigs because their pigs are running around.
Right. Okay, now you graduated. What are you going to be doing in fall, hopefully?
In fall, I will be attending the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay and studying human biology with an emphasis in health science.
And what's your goal with that?
I want to go to become an anesthesiologist.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Well, I have no doubt that you're going to succeed at that. And I've watched you come through the ranks here at the fair and at Waupun FFA, too, come through the ranks. And I have no doubt that you're going to succeed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very cool. Well, thank you for joining us. This is the Market Livestock Auction here on KFIZ. 6:27 p.m. Again, we're broadcasting live till 7 o'clock here on Newstalk 1450. The fair does go on a little bit different than normal. Normally this event is on Thursday. We walk in, there's all the vendors, all the tents and all this stuff, but different this year because of COVID. But as we talked about at the open of our broadcast here, it's great to still be sitting here doing this because so much has been canceled, postponed, put on hold. It's nice to have some sort of normalcy.
I have to give kudos to... Well, yesterday the beef judge must have told the kids a half a dozen times, please thank your fair board. Because she said, I spend a lot of time in California and there's nothing going on there.
Yeah.
Nothing. That your fair board did not take the easy way out, that they chose to make this work. And this is working. It is just, it's really, I have to admit, it's nice being home at night. I mean, the sheep show was here. They came in on Monday night, came Monday morning, they went out on Monday night or Monday afternoon when the shows were over. Same with the goats. And then the hogs were today, and yesterday was the beef, and tomorrow are small chickens and small animals. And then Friday, the whole dairy show, it starts at 9 o'clock on Friday morning with showmanship, goes right through and with futurity at 7 o'clock at night, and then we're all going home. And then the bands, I mean, they're doing bands here at night in a COVID-19 atmosphere. The bands, I guess, can be undercover two places, and then you're going to be able to keep your distance and listen to the music. There's fireworks here on Saturday night, so you know what? We can't ask for anything more. This group really stepped up, and they really, really put a lot of time and effort into this. I feel kind of sorry for the, you know, the regular guys always come here and work, and they're just like kind of deer in the headlights. And I'm just being here, everybody's like, what day is it? What day is, oh yeah, that's right, today's Tuesday, or today's Wednesday, because everything, just today, you know, it's the third day, I'm supposed to be doing the futurity tonight, not the market life.
Right, you know? Exactly.
So, and I think everybody kind of feels that way, but you know what, look at this building, it's full of people. People
yep.
stepped up, along
yes.
with the fair board, and I think that's why everybody felt, you know, if the fair board steps up, we're going to step up too.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what's going on here, and for folks out there that are listening, to us here on the radio, you can go to our Facebook page, or the Fair Facebook page. They have a live video of the market auction itself, and you can watch that. And if you want to watch that while we're talking now or afterward, you can play it back from the beginning. You can do that. Explain, because they're showing pictures of the kids with their animals.
Right.
There's no actual animals in here.
The animals all went home, except the hogs are here. But the hogs are, it's a kill show. They can't go home. They have to be.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they're going to be here till Sunday. But everything else went home, and now it'll be the responsibility of the show, the exhibitor, to get that animal to the right butcher facility after tonight. But they're showing a picture. The youth is up there, and they're showing a picture of the youth with their animal that's selling. The auctioneer is taking bids, and they're just having a grand time.
Now, at the start, again, there was the quality milk auction, correct?
Right, and we will be talking with the meth kids when we come back after 6:30.
Okay.
About, yeah, the quality milk. That is, if the kids that are showing cows on Friday enter their animals before the fair. It's called a somatic cell count, or, that was 10 minutes ago. Linear score. And the lower the linear score, the better quality the cheese is.
Okay.
But that comes, that's being made out of the milk. So awards are given for a low linear score, and then the money goes, 25% of that money goes to the kid, 25 goes into a fund for building repair for the dairy barns and
okay.
stuff. And then 50%, well, and then they also give scholarships out of that fund, and then 50% of it goes into a fund for the kids that exhibit down at State Fair. And then the last one that sold that actually Johnsonville paid $2,000 for was for the whole dairy project. It went, it's not here, it was on my cheat sheet. It goes for like all year, the dairy judging, dairy jeopardy, dairy bowl, family day of learning, or dairy day of learning, any trip dairy management project that they have. So yeah, it goes to the whole project, so lots of kids get to enjoy that money.
Very cool. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We are at 6:30, a little past 6:30, so we'll take a quick time out. We'll be back with more of our broadcast for the 2020 Market Livestock Auction. Again, brought to you by Emil Insurance and Financial Services here on Newstalk 1450 KFIV.
So, did you see FloorQuest's new name?
No, what is it?
Quest Interiors.
Ah, I like it.
I do too. It just makes sense. They do so much more than just floors. They have awesome cabinets. They fabricate quartz countertops, help with design. They really do it all.
Quest Interiors does countertop fabrication?
Sure do.
Wow, I get it. That's why they're Quest Interiors.
Right.
Quest Interiors. Exceptional style, exceptional savings. Oshkosh and Fond du Lac.
How do you like your burger? Do you like Swiss or cheddar, ketchup or mustard, double the bacon? No matter how you like to top your burger, everyone agrees that a really good burger should start with a really great bun. That's why the bakers of Village Hearth put so much care into making their natural buns. Baked with good stuff like toasted whole grains and natural honey, you're sure to find a variety that's just right for you. So no matter how you like your burger, Village Hearth has the perfect bun to build it on. Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
The Fond du Lac County Fair is proud to bring you a free family event July 16th through the 19th. For live music and family event schedule, go to fondlaccountyfair.com. The Fond du Lac County Fair, it's just not summer without it.
The fair requires a free ticket at fondlaccountyfair.com. Choose 10 till 4 or 5 till 11.
Let's go to A&W. Food's more fun, A&W, me and Dad.
burgers on a burger eating night. We know he said to Manny when his belt gets really tight, oh, let's all go to A&W, cause if it's as good as a root beer.
Hop in your car and come as you are to your locally owned A&W for root beer floats, shakes, polar swirls, or sundaes. Open daily 10 till 10. A&W in Fond du Lac, one block south of Lakeside Park.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Call Kevin Krug today at Lakeshore Financial in Fond du Lac. 923-9143. That's 923-9143.
Packers fans won't be allowed to attend training camp, family night, or home preseason games at Lambeau Field this summer. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers still hopeful they'll be able to welcome some fans back to Lambeau for regular season games. Brewers' second day of their Blue and Gold series on tap tonight at Miller Park. Three home runs accounted for all the runs in last night's 4-1 Gold victory. Northwoods League tonight, Fond du Lac at Rockford, Green Bay at Wisconsin, and La Crosse is at Wisconsin Rapids. Kenosha opens play for the first time tonight against the K-Town Bobbers. Bucks return to work in the bubble in Orlando today. They are getting ready for exhibition games next week and the resumption of the season on July 31st against Boston. And UW officials announcing today they plan to put a University Crest logo on UW athletic uniforms with a black W visible, a show of support, inclusion, and unity from Badger student athletes, the UW athletic department, and UW-Madison as a whole. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
He was the heart of your family, and he taught you our history. He helped you fix your first flat. He was the best backyard DJ around, and every time he'd tell a story, he'd own the room. But now more than ever, he may feel alone. Today, older adults and their loved ones are struggling to connect in a time when connection has never been more important. But there is something we can do. Embrace our older loved ones through StoryCorps Connect. With StoryCorps Connect, you can honor seniors remotely with an interview about their life. Every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history, so that years from now, future generations can listen in.
All right, Grandpa, what's one piece of advice you have for me?
Just three words, sweetheart. Live with courage.
The man that had the best stories still has plenty of stories to tell. So connect virtually and share the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. Connect, honor, share. StoryCorps Connect. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Hairstyles come and go, but my 35 years experience as a barber is here to stay. This is Ann the Barber, and you can count on my reliable and professional service every time you visit my unique barbershop. I look forward to seeing you at my new location. Give me a call, 922-2730.
Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 62. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 83 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. 64 tomorrow night, clear skies. Upper 80s Friday, warmer Saturday with highs in the low 90s and thunderstorms possible. I'm meteorologist Derek Height, and that's your forecast on the one you depend on, News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are broadcasting live from the 2020 Market Livestock Auction here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ 638. Spencer Wigan and Raynell Halber back with you. And Raynell, we're going to keep the guests flowing up to our table here. Who do we have next?
We do. We have Kaylee Mess, and Kaylee was involved with the quality milk auction.
Okay, we just talked about it.
Yeah. I told you I was going to find somebody.
You tracked her down for us.
Kaylee, can you explain quality milk is like clean? I mean, that's the gist of it. What do you do on your farm? I mean, you and your brother both had cows at the quality milk auction. Do you must make the extra effort to have clean cows and to produce clean milk. What do you do to do that at your farm?
Well, it's not just one simple thing. With our farm, we make sure that the feed is clean, where they lay is clean. Everything in our barn needs to be clean so the cows can have a nice environment to just lay down, eat food, make milk, and then just be happy.
Okay, now, your luckily or unluckily, you're talking to somebody that's milked a couple cows in her life, okay? There's also a prep. When you milk a cow, you just don't take the milker and slap it on. There's a procedure. What is that procedure?
So basically our procedure on our farm, it's different on other farms, but everybody has a basic procedure where that in the beginning we squirt out a little bit of milk from each teat of the cow, and then we dip it with an iodine foam. That foam has to stay on for 30 seconds to kill any bacteria. And then once that's done, you wipe it off with a clean towel. Every cow gets their own clean towel. And then you put the milker on immediately after, so there's no chance for bacteria to grow.
Okay, Spencer, there you go. Now I ask some questions.
So, let's begin. You talked about happy cows. How do you tell if a cow's happy? Is that easy to do?
It's a little harder, but once you get farming, you kind of understand after a while what a happy cow looks like. It's usually they're chewing their cud, so after they eat, they actually regurgitate their food and just chew it again. So if they're all just laying down, chewing their cud, and actually them giving more milk also kind of helps you tell that they have or they're happier.
Okay. Is it easy to tell if the cow's angry then?
Yeah.
Well, really? Yes.
Did it kick you then?
Yeah.
Pretty much it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and there's different things, too. Like, they watch, and literally, there's been, the university has cameras watching cows and stuff like that. But, you know, if they get up regularly, go and eat something, get something to drink, lay down. And a little while later, they get up, go and eat something. And all those things show that a cow is functioning properly and that she's content and happy. And, yeah, so there's all kinds of things. People laugh about it, but there's nothing funny about it.
It's a big science is what it is.
Yes, yes. All right, well, we're going to let you go, Haley, because you haven't sold your animal yet tonight. Well, real quickly, though, you just graduated. Where are you going in fall?
I will be attending the University of Wisconsin-Platteville to study agricultural education, and I'm going to be an ag teacher when I get out.
Lucky awesome. Student, right? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Who's next?
Abigail Ikey.
Hello. my name is Abigail Ikey.
Okay. All right. What did you have at the fair this week?
So I had a Holstein steer. He actually won champion in his class or his division, which is a big honor, especially for me because I've never shown in the Holstein class. I've only ever done crossbreeds.
Okay, so that was a dairy steer, correct? Why don't you explain to the listeners what a dairy steer is? Let's say in comparison to like an Angus steer.
So a beef steer, they're more beefy, I guess you could say. They're a little shorter versus a dairy steer, which most dairy steers are sold when they are calves or feeders, and then they're also raised. So the meat is a little bit different, but it's the same, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does kind of. Okay. All right, and so what did your steer weigh?
1310.
Okay.
So he's on the lighter side.
Yeah, right. Okay, that was going to be my next question. I knew you were in the lightweight class, so that's why I asked that. Yeah, because they weighed up to, what, 15, 16,
1600, I think, was the heaviest.
Yeah, so, all right, now you actually are out of high school a year and you went on to study agriculture where?
I went to Fox Valley Tech. I am going into my second year. I am currently taking summer classes, so I have my hands full with that and on the farm. And then I plan to go to University of River Falls to study genetics or nutrition.
All right, and then what are your goals for that?
Well, I either want to work for like an elevator someday or for a genetic company working to either improve genetics or come in with breakdowns and like further the genetic progress of the dairy world.
So are you interested in research, literally research?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, well, good luck to you. Where are you? You're going now, though, where?
Fox Valley Tech.
Fox Valley Tech. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you. Congratulations, because
you're
done. This is your junior swan song, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. My last year.
Yeah. So, and I've watched her, along with a lot of other ones, come through the ranks and do an excellent job and represent the youth of this community. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. This is the Market Livestock Auction here on KFIZ. We continue on to get a broadcast brought to you by Emil Insurance and Financial Services here on this Wednesday evening. Rennell, who's next?
We have Sam Mass. Sam was selling before when his sister was on. Sam, why don't you, you said something very interesting, because I also emceed the quality milk auction portion. And I said, because there's no animals here, I said, Tatina, can you please get a statement from the kids, something that I could read that's just a little bit more than just, well, their cow's name was, you know. So Sam came up with something very profound. You can take the microphone. And what did you say?
I said that I got better grades in online schooling than I did in regular school, even though I still had more time to help on the farm and practice with my animals for the fair.
That was the thing, is that he actually had more, did more work on the farm, but his grades were better.
Oh, okay.
What grade are you in at Laconia?
I'm going to be a junior.
All right. Well, what types of jobs do you do on the farm, Sam?
I milk cows, mix feed, and clean out pens.
Well, okay, now
pretty much everything.
We asked Kaylee, yes, I totally understand it. We asked Kaylee to explain how you guys managed to get two animals in the quality milk auction. That doesn't happen by accident. You didn't wake up the morning the entries are due and say, we're going to win the quality milk contest this year, did you? I mean, there's really a way more to it than that. Why don't you talk a little bit about it? Because I think everybody sometimes says, some of it is genetic and the way the cow is put together, correct?
Yes.
And can you explain that a little bit?
We stay on the same schedule for milking and take good care of our cows, make sure they're really clean.
Well, and genetically, too, like a cow, you know, the teeth can't be real long.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can't be real big. And
yeah.
all those things are involved. The udder has to be attached properly.
Yeah, you
don't want the udder bouncing against
yeah.
their legs.
No, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot to it. You can't even explain. And all why? Because you want to have good quality milk. And what does good quality milk make?
Good cheese.
Right.
That's the best part.
That's the best part. Where do you ship your milk, Sam?
We're with DFA. I'm not sure where it goes. I think sometimes it goes to Kemp's.
Oh, okay.
It's right. Bottled. We don't actually have our milk get made into cheese too often.
Oh, see, and when your milk is clean enough to be made in a bottle, that's good quality
good.
Milk. That's good quality milk.
Nice.
So the farm is your interest. What are your hopes and dreams, Sam, when you graduate?
I'll be a dairy farmer. There you go. There you go.
In Rosendale, Wisconsin.
Yep.
You further your education anyway, short course, riverboat?
Probably something like that. I don't know. I'm thinking of going to a tech school or a short course.
Well, and now, you sold tonight, Sam. What did you sell tonight?
I had a pig and a quality milk basket.
Okay. Talk to us about your pig. Do you have more pigs on your farm or just for you guys to show?
We just have enough for us to show. We're taking a couple down to State Fair while they got canceled, so we're taking. There's a show replacing that,
oh,
so we're taking them down there, and then we have ones we got for county fair too.
Well, it's good. How heavy were your hogs?
My barrel was 230 pounds, so that's a little bit heavy, and then my gilt was 255, so that's a little light. My barrel got second blue in the class. And I think my gilt got second white.
All right. And why hogs? Why, you know, you've got your hands on the dairy farm is way enough work.
Well, my uncle, he's the one we get our pigs from. He farms hogs and dairy. And he wanted us to do this, and we tried it. Like, we liked it, so we just kept doing it.
You just needed more work to take care of, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you, and best of luck.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. Congratulations. This is the Market Livestock Auction here on KFIZ. We roll on here on this Wednesday, about 10 minutes left before we make our way out of here, maybe a little bit less than that, but we'll be making our way into the rainy evening. But the livestock auction does continue, like I mentioned before. If you want to watch the auction live, you can do that on Facebook right now. The fair has put up a Facebook video. We shared that on our page. You can check that out right now and watch all the festivities. Right now, like we said, a great crowd here tonight, and certainly good to see.
Well, you just wouldn't even know that there's anything different here. I'm going to let you take this for a minute. Yep. I want to go get somebody.
Go ahead. Raynell's going to go track down again. Let's talk about the fair in case you folks haven't heard so far about what's going on with the Fond du Lac County Fair. It is this year Thursday through Sunday, and it is, of course, a little bit different. The national music acts that were scheduled to play in the grandstand, plus some of the different things that you're used to, like the tractor and truck pull and the different shows, bull riding as well, the grandstand. Not going to happen this year, but they have been asked to come back, and they will come back for next year. But you do need to get a free ticket at FondLacCountyFair.com if you do want to come to one of the sessions, the afternoon or the evening session. And Raynell's back.
I wanted to talk to Dan Robinson and Paige Peterson, correct, from the Lamira High School. Dan is a seasoned educator, okay? Paige is in her first year, and I thought it would be interesting to just get a couple words from them on what it was like teaching under the circumstances for COVID and what you, Paige, took from Dan, and Dan, what you took from Paige when you were trying to get all this online schooling. Dan, why don't you go ahead first?
All right. Well, I think the big thing that I took was learning the technology. We had to go with some different methods. It was very easy to get a hold of Paige and ask her for some ideas. And I think that's been our greatest asset that we've had.
Paige, what about you? The main things I really took from Dan in this situation was just his experience, what to do in certain situations and how he would handle certain things, even with how COVID was. I could just get a hold of him and talk to him. And a lot of collaboration was very key in this whole situation.
And something you learned through the whole thing about kids is you're just getting started.
It's a different story no matter what you do. Different ways to approach kids, their stories, and just how to handle situations and who they are. It's been awesome to see that.
Dan, what about you? What did you take away? Even after all these years, I'm sure you learned something about kids just because of the different situation.
Well, I think one of the things that I learned was they live on a different schedule than what I do. It would not be unusual to see homework coming at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, whereas I'm used to 8 o'clock in the morning and working that way. They live on a little different schedule, and that's what it needs.
And if I don't know how you're starting this fall, but how are you, how are you going to approach this fall now?
So I'm planning to approach it as normal, but obviously changing it as time goes. Obviously, this has been changing weekly. It's going to be a different story by the time actually school starts. So I plan on just kind of getting the original array of things laid out, but with a lot of green space to be able to change as we continue.
Dan, what about you after all these years? What's going to be different? What's it going to be like this fall?
Well, flexibility is the key. You got to be able to change with the times, and you got to keep moving forward. And we're always looking for new opportunities, and that's what we give our kids, is opportunities.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go because your kids have opportunities tonight because you have a bunch of kids selling animals here, and congratulations to you. And congratulations to your awesome ag program to be able to add a second teacher and how wonderful that is and that you were able to work together. And, I know, Dan, I know about the younger generation and their technology skills. You just really need to feed off of them. So congratulations to both of you.
Very cool. Thanks for tracking them down right now. Joining us from Lamira, it's interesting to hear. And we talked about some of these kids, their students, and their whole world was turned upside down. But you heard from Sam, and I know I laughed when he said he got better grades online than he did in the classroom. I laughed because it seems kind of tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, when you think about what he said, and you said it's very profound, and it is, he had to really balance out. He learned that balance, and that's so much of what these kids have been doing for how many years throughout their time showing animals and getting their experience here. And maybe this is something that's not all too new to them.
Well, you know, there are kids that just aren't classroom people.
Yeah,
and
I get it. Yeah,
and there's a lot of them, and their education, the way they learn is unconventional.
Yeah.
They're by going to school every day, they're forced into a conventional atmosphere.
Yeah.
And yeah, he just he excelled. I just thought that was very profound.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, that he
very honest. I like it.
Yeah, no, and you know, if that's the way it works for him, go kudos to him. Kudos to him. So
absolutely.
Well, yeah, this has been it's a learning experience, that's for sure, for everybody. And I think it's that program. I thought I was thinking about Dan and Paige, and would need to just kind of pick their brains as to what they experience. Because the younger generation has a whole different way of looking at technology. Is nothing to them.
Right.
You know, it's nothing to them.
Oh yeah, I can fire up my laptop, my iPhone, and be good to go. But for some people, it's not.
Well, and people are watching the whole shows are being. You've got it on
Facebook right now. Yeah.
And the Futurity is Friday night. Yes, if people want to come and watch, they're welcome to come here and watch. We're not probably going to have a full house. They don't really want us to have a full house.
Right.
You need to bring lawn chairs. There's no bleachers being used anywhere. You have to bring your own chairs. And with that, you're going to be able to watch it. The Fond du Lac County Healthy Futurity has a Facebook page. I've actually been featuring all the winners up till now nights, because we were going to celebrate our 20th anniversary on Friday night, but that we were going to have a big shindig, but that didn't happen.
Sure.
And but yeah, you'll be able to watch the Futurity on our website. We're going to be live on Friday night starting at 7 o'clock. So
very good.
Yeah, and it's the younger generation really makes that possible.
They do. Well, Raynell, I think we're almost out of time. Thanks again for helping us put together the guest list here this evening. So many great kids doing great things in our community, in the ag community here in Fond du Lac County, for sure.
I really wanted to talk with Kate Grinstead or Matt, but they are busy. I know they're busy. And just to recognize the Fair Board, this was a huge undertaking. And we really, I know, as a exhibitor's grandma and somebody that's come through the ranks, really, really appreciated the efforts that they put into this to get this to happen. Because Sheboygan County called theirs yesterday.
Did they?
Yeah, Dodge called. I mean, everybody around here, Outagamie and Brown, I think, are trying to put something together.
Yeah.
A lot of people are stepping up and having alternative shows. They're just having the show. They're not going through their fair system or through the Fair Board. And you know what? Whatever it takes, these kids are, this is great stuff. This is important for them to be able to follow through and finish this up. So to finish up their project.
Absolutely. Well, Raynell, thanks. We'll see you down the road.
Yep.
And for everybody out there listening, thanks so much for tuning in tonight. The 2020 Market Livestock Auction. Again, like you said, you can watch it on Facebook Live right now. Fair Facebook page has it on their page. We've also shared that on ours. Fair starts officially tomorrow, runs through Sunday. Again, FondDuLacCountyFair.com. Unfortunately, like you said, right now we couldn't get Katie or Matt to join us, but we talked with Katie last week, and she gave us all the lowdown. And they have a huge COVID-19 frequently asked questions page there.
Yeah.
If you can't find it there, it must not be a question that needs to be answered. I don't know. Just go to the Fond du Lac County Fair website and learn more. You do have to request a ticket. I think I was mentioning that before.
They're free.
They're free tickets.
But they are, like, tomorrow night, Boogie and the Yo-Yos is sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so they're very limited if there is any left. So
great.
Get it now, FondDuLacCountyFair.com, and check it out there. And we will sign off here from the fair here this evening. So thanks so much for joining us. And thank you again to Immel Insurance and Financial Services for joining us, or for sponsoring our broadcast, I should say, here on this Wednesday evening. We're going to get you back to regular programming here this evening in just a moment. That'll be coming up next. We'll have Clark Howard for you here in just a bit. Clark Howard following Fox News right here, News Talk 1450. KFIZ, a Mountain Dog Media station, coming up on 7 o'clock.
And we will take a quick timeout and get you to the top of the hour here in just a moment.